नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। हरे कृष्णा। वेलकम ऑल द बॉयज स्टूडेंट्स फॉर अवर दिस मंथ्स उत्कर्ष फेस्टिवल। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल लाइक टू थैंक वृंदावन बेस डिवोटीज इनमेट्स ओवर हियर। Sound is resounding. Is the sound okay? Yes. I feel as if I am in an orchestra. I think yeah, that's better. So let us thank all the Vrindavan Basis over here for their wonderful cooperation and hard work. What they are putting up is an ideal example of what students should be doing both materially, academically and spiritually. So let us thank all of them by loudly chanting
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Why? Because in this age of Kali Yuga, to practice spirituality is declaring war against Maya. We saw in the drama. Although, on a lighter side, when we look at these presentations, like the play which we saw, wherein our Bhakta Akhilesh is troubled by lust, greed, anger, cheating propensity, all of that. And then we see that he's trying to sincerely confront them, not run away from them, but take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the story of every student who announces to the world that I have chosen Krishna over all of you. Is it not? So all of you who have been practicing Krishna consciousness now for so many years, or maybe few months also, some of you, how many of you are chanting 16 rounds? Okay. Everyone is chanting over here. Is there anyone who is not started chanting? Everyone's chanting? Okay. Everyone knows the four regulative principles. And not only do you know the four regulative principles, but people who know you, the first thing they find out about your Hare Krishna activities, before they find out how many rounds you chant, what they find out? The four regulative principles. The four deadly regulative principles. And they have no problem with three. But that one special, one time during initiation ceremony, Srila Prabhupada was initiating, and one about to be initiated now, aspiring disciple of Prabhupada, he was ready to take the beads from Prabhupada. So he took his vows, like how in ISKCON during initiation, the initiates, they take their vows that I'll be chanting 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for the rest of my life, and I'll be following the four regulative principles of no meat eating, intoxication, etc., etc. And then Prabhupada looked at him, square in the eyes before giving the beads? And which one is your favorite? Which regulative principle is your favorite? So he was totally confused. So what Prabhupada meant was, although we have been practicing all these principles, regulations, restrictions, disciplines, regimens, we still have our favorites. And our friends, they know which used to be our favorites. So more than our mind, lust, anger, greed, pride, etc., they take our friends as representatives, like lust. Now herein, Mr. Akhilesh had his own lust hovering around him. He had his own anger hovering around him. But then many times we may feel or we may see that I'm surrounded by all devotees, and when I'm at the base or when I'm in the temple, it's more or less all like Krishna conscious spiritual atmosphere everywhere. But then when we go out, as we have to deal with the world in a worldly way, what lust, anger, pride, envy, illusion, what they do is that they take shelter of our so-called friends outside. So lust will come in collaboration with one of our friends outside. Anger, all of them will come in collaboration with someone whom we know very well. And then use them to seduce us back into that rat race. Seduce us, entice us back into that mire of material bondage. And that's our test. So the first test of a struggling sadhaka is to detect, where is your enemy positioned? If you know anything about warfare, or if you know anything about what is real attack, then the first thing which you have to do as regards your opponent, you have to know where your opponent is positioned. Like back then when I was in the tennis league in the Air Force. So in this game of tennis, something very interesting, that when you are serving, I remember once in Bombay, there was a program arranged for me. And I didn't know the venue of the program. So it was like a one-time program, and the host came to pick me up from the temple, and it was in Elphiston. It was in a Falcon Castle, a big, nice, elite society. So took me inside this society in Elphiston. And then as the car pulled up at the venue, I was a little surprised that the venue was a tennis court. So they had transformed the tennis court into a Hare Krishna Satsang venue. They had removed the nets, but all the floodlights were on. And they had put up the chairs. And on my way, I thought of picking up a verse from Gita and speaking. But then when I saw the venue, my entire lecture changed on the spot. And then holding the Bhagavad Gita, I said, I never had imagined that one day in my life, on a tennis court, instead of holding a tennis racket, I'll be holding Bhagavad Gita. So the lecture was based on the game of tennis. I said, life is like game of tennis. it begins with love all. And if you have to score well in this life, which is like game of tennis, you have to serve well. What is it called? Service. It's called service. So you have to serve well. And then there will be deuces. I don't know how many of you know the scoring of this game. There will be deuces. Deuces means when it's 40 all. There will be deuces. But then you will keep getting advantages. And how well you will be scoring in that game will be decided the match point. Game, set, match. So life is like this game of tennis. So I remember our coach back then used to tell us that before you start serving the opponent, look at the position where your opponent is standing to receive. So positioning of the enemy or knowledge of the positioning of the enemy is very important. So Krishna says in the Gita, where does lust reside? Who knows? Where lust has positioned itself according to Gita? Mind, senses, intelligence. Practically, it has taken over the most strategic positions. Also, Prabhupada uses that term. Lust has taken over the most strategic positions in our existence. Where will you go? Your senses. You have to live practically at every moment using your senses, your mind, your intelligence. What else is left? Your kidney, liver. So we have to understand that as we are progressing or desiring to progress on this path of sadhana, bhakti, Krishna consciousness, we have to be very cautious. Once I had taken up this seminar, to be cautious of Maya while being conscious of Krishna. Both go hand in hand. Conscious of Krishna and cautious of Maya. So a short recap of what we discussed last month. We began our first Utkarsh with the prelude, the premise, foundation, that Utkarsh is based on these three things. That we need entertainment. Like how many of you were there last night's Prerana? The original Narsimham Returns. Very wonderful class our Narsim Kripa Prabhu gave, where he spoke first about what the entertainment industry is trying to do. If we are a little intelligent, we can see through their intentions. So entertainment is something which is one of the necessities for we human beings nowadays to survive. We can't live without that. And yes, our Vedic culture also, it corroborates that and it presents one of the needs for human survival. Our human emotions, it needs to be entertained. Our mind needs to be entertained. Our senses needs to be gratified. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked, so you Hare Krishnas, you are against sense gratification? Prabhupada said, no. Who said that? And all disciples, Prabhupada? Really? Abhi tak to hum samaj rahe the. Prabhupada said, who said we are against sense gratification? We are against wrong kind of sense gratification. We teach the right kind of sense gratification. Prabhupada was leaving for a morning walk and one old American, he looked at Prabhupada. So he thought that Prabhupada and him were of the same age. They were more or less of the same age. He was also quite old. So he approached Srila Prabhupada and he started to, you know, converse with him. And in the conversation, he said, "Too old now, no teeth left." And Prabhupada showed his all intact. So they were, you know, discussing like in sutras. Old, no teeth, Prabhupada. Old, still intact. And he said, "Too many sweets." And Prabhupada said, "Me too, but right kinds of sweets." So what Prabhupada meant? In Krishna consciousness, you are allowed to eat sweets. Is it not? Any doubt anyone has? Kya hai aaj? Gajar halwa. Kya baat hai? Lecture ke dauran ek ek menu aapko batate jayenge. Kya interest bana rahega aap logon ka? Gajar halwa, wo wala nahi, 5 paise wala. Mele ke andar bada tent lagaya tha. 5 paise mein gajar halwa. Sab log line laga liye. Entry kiye to tent ke beech se rassi se gajar latki hui thi. Halwa. Paanch paisyat gajar halwa. To chinta mat karna, kuch nahi latka hai. So sweets are allowed. But then Prabhupada said, the right kinds of sweet. Which means, in principle what Prabhupada was saying, that yes, there is entertainment, gratification, but Krishna came and his representatives came and his associates came and they taught us what is the right kind of. So that entertainment which leads to enlightenment and which finally pays into emancipation, freedom from this material tabernacle, that is the purpose of we coming together for these kind of programs. Now, in our last sitting, we took up materialistic life, which has these three aspects. Many times people, they question us with challenging questions. What do you guys do? Why you guys are practicing Hare Krishna or Krishna consciousness? So first look into the materialistic lifestyle, which is miserable, meaningless, incriminating. And we find that as far as the miserable aspect, we discuss that there is pleasure ending in pain. That is the rajoguni kind of pleasure. So remember, what was the example we discussed last time? Prahlad Maharaj's analogy. Scratching an itch. You keep scratching. Feels so good when you keep scratching. Whilst you are scratching, you are in bliss. You are in ecstasy. You don't want to be disturbed. You don't want to be distracted. You just want to absorb yourself in that wonderful experience of scratching that Khujli. But then what happens at the end? It turns reddish, wound, blood starts to ooze out. So pleasure ending in pain, illogical lifestyle. Many times people question, what is this kind of lifestyle you are living? Getting up early in the morning, taking cold shower bath, tilak kanthi mala, mangal aarti. This no, that no, everything no. What is this kind of lifestyle? What is this dhoti kurta? Ye umar hai ye sab dhoti kurta pehenne ka. So this lifestyle seems to be illogical. But then we have to look into their lifestyle. Whether their lifestyle is quite logical or not. We took some examples. And finally, materialistic life, it leads into not just some illogical lifestyle in an innocent way, but dangerously incriminating in the karmic cycle of birth, old age, disease and death, which means one has to pay heavy price for that cheap pleasure. One has to pay heavy, heavy price in the form of dangerous consequences. So we took the example of this lady, Miss Amanda Rogers, 40-year-old, getting married to this dog publicly, officially, in front of everyone. We may use that word shamelessly, but you know, over there they don't use that word so much for these acts which they do. They say boldly. They do things boldly. So Miss Amanda Rogers becomes Mrs. Amanda Rogers' dog. The problem nowadays is that such kind of news, they have become so common that we are no more surprised also. This is the biggest surprise. If Yudhishthir Maharaj now would have been asked that question, what is the greatest wonder? You know, that people are no more wondering. Like such kind of news or clips, you know, they are circulated in the social networking things. And then people, you know, they, are ye wala dekha kya? अरे मैं भेजता हूँ वाला देख तू. तूने क्या भेजा मैं देख क्या भेजता हूँ. अरे देन ही सेंड्स टू ऑल 10 फ्रेंड्स. अरे इसने जो भेजा उसको देखा. अरे ये तो 15 दिन पुराना था अभी हमारा देख. सो दीज थिंग्स आर लाफ्ड आउट बट देन इफ यू गो इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम ड्रेस्ड अप लाइक दिस then they very seriously question you in a way that sometimes your conviction is shaken. Itna seriously mere ko doubt kar raha hai. Sahi mein kuch gadbad kar raha hu kya main. So if like Bhakti Siddhant told that story that in a village where one person, he was fooled by some 20 villagers, and everyone early in the morning they started to tell him, Sargal Singh, you have turned into a ghost. Sargal Singh, you have turned into a ghost. And this Sargal Singh, after 25 people told him, he started to believe that. Main sach mein bhoot ban gaya. Itne log bol rahe hain to ho sakta hai. That's called mob psychology. That's marketing. Now, he has made this into a knife stand. होता है ना किचन के अंदर knife stand. And these people, now we may be laughing at them, but these people, they are considered to be like some icons. Yeah. क्या हिम्मत है, हिम्मत माननी पड़ेगी. लुक एट दी डेरिंग, डेरिंग बोलते हैं ना. और कोई जगह नहीं मिली इसको. तो हम लोग कंठी माला पहने तो क्या है ये, और ये कान की बाली. Now this is called hands free. In a very gross way called hands free. Hands free, bound by Maya. That's the dichotomy of this world. So when all these things they come up, these things are overlooked. Why? Because you are doing it in the name of enjoyment. But whenever there is discipline, whenever there is regulation, whenever somebody wants to walk the right path, that person is dissuaded, pulled like the crab mentality. Crabs, if you put them in a barrel without the lid on it, one crab tries to crawl out, 10 crabs, they will pull him down. That's the crab mentality. So how many of you find yourself when you go out, meet with your so-called friends, they try to pull you, just like we saw that drama. How many of you face that? Raise your hands. Okay, let me ask, what all things they say? We'll just get the most updated versions. क्या बोलते हैं वो लोग? Yes, what do they say? You've gone mad. Okay. Now this is like, giving the ultimate verdict as if he's the Supreme Court judge and is appointed to, certify who is entitled for mental asylum. So what do you say? Yeah, Prabhupada asked that question, who is mad? Who is crazy? So why, what do you think? Why such things are told? In fact, my question, what is madness now? How do you define madness? Huh? Going in ecstasy. No. Okay. That's ecstasy. Ecstasy and madness, it's two different things. So I'm talking about madness. It's a clinical thing. On a biological level, clinical level. Being abnormal, yes. Okay, being abnormal. Now, look at all this. ये तो हम आपको मैंने केवल एक नमूना, tip of the iceberg दिखाया है. Abnormal. We no need no education. We no need no sense control. These are lyrics of their authorized music albums. We no need no education. We no need no sense control. जो सब करते हैं यारो वो क्यों हम तुम करें. यूं ही कसरत करते करते काहे को हम मरे. Who is abnormal? The question is, how now you define what is abnormality? Now somebody who wears gunshot jeans. आप लोगों को लग रहा होगा ये प्रभु जी को ये सब कैसे पता है. Who knows gunshot jeans? It's one of the most costliest pairs of jeans, and I'll explain what it is all about. Very intact jean, a pair of jean trousers is taken and is put against the wall, and gunshots are shot at it and made, which means it makes holes on it, and that becomes the latest fashion, gunshot jeans, wherein your jeans have holes. So one father, this is a true story, this person, when he was like a teenager, so he was in like a big joint family, typical orthodox joint family, living all together, that's considered primitive nowadays. So living with, you know, all cousins, brothers, siblings, uncle, aunts, chacha, tau, blah blah blah, everyone. You know, it is as if the whole planet living in small house. In fact, Aurangabad, I went, is one of our devotees, and I was surprised. It was a few years ago. I saw over there one house, 35 members, one house. It was like a base. The whole family, 35 of them. So this person, when he was as a teenager and as a young boy going to school, college, so he used to get uttaran. You know uttaran? What is uttaran? Because he was, you know, the youngest to be born. So jo bade, inse bade jo the, unka pehna hua, jo bhi kuch. उनके क्लास के टेक्स्ट बुक्स नोट्स इसको मिलते थे, उसके टी शर्ट्स पिछली दिवाली के इसको मिलते थे, इसके ट्राउजर्स पिछली दिवाली के इसको मिलते थे, एक्सेप्ट फॉर दी अंडर गारमेंट्स. सो इन इंग्लिश दैट्स कॉल्ड हैंग मी डाउन्स. यू नो ऑल दी हैंग मी डाउन्स वर गिवन टू हिम. उतरन, सब उतरन मिलता था उसको. तो उसने सोचा कि मैं जिंदगी में कुछ ऐसा बनूंगा कि मेरे जो बच्चे होंगे उनको ऐसे नए नए कपड़े मिलें, कभी वो फटे पुराने उतरन किसी के नहीं पहने. रफू रफू किया हुआ ना, उसको सब ये मिलता था, रफू किया हुआ इधर उधर. तो वो बहुत मेहनत की उसने और फिर कुछ बनकर दिखाया, बच्चों को विदेश भेजा पढ़ने के लिए. उसकी शादी हो गई, बच्चों को विदेश भेजा पढ़ने के लिए. तो विदेश से पढ़ने के बाद बच्चे जब आए, जो इसका एक ख्वाब था कि मेरे बच्चे कभी उतरन ना पहने किसी की, फटे पुराने ना पहने, वही लड़का अमेरिका से आता है गन शॉर्ट जींस पहनकर. डैड, लेटेस्ट फैशन, लुक एट दिस. तो ये क्या है, फटा हुआ सब जगह से, इसको मैंने $100 ज्यादा दिया है, $100 ज्यादा दिया है फटे हुए को. तो पिताजी तो चकमे में, वो तो बोले कि इसको रफू कराना पड़ेगा, और इतने बड़े बड़े छेद है, इसको रफू भी नहीं होगा. और तू बेवकूफ बोलता है $100 तूने ज्यादा दिया इसका, ये क्या फैशन है. सो एबनॉर्मल, व्हाट आर वी डिस्कसिंग, एबनॉर्मल. So when we are wearing something so traditional, dhoti kurta, no gunshot dhotis, huh? And then you see someone wearing that, So the question, as Prabhupada used to ask, who is crazy? The kind of dress code, what they eat. You remember the coffee?
Yes.
One cup of coffee, $50, made from elephant stool. And that is considered to be exotic. That is considered to be exotic. $50, one cup of coffee coming from elephant stool. And then if you are eating khichdi, what is this? You are eating khichdi, that too without onion garlic. So even if you give them khichdi, they will feed that khichdi to elephant first. And that thing becomes a fad. Yes, we are modern. We don't do things normally. Everything we do, like Prabhupada was asked, what is the difference? How do you define hippie? In the 60s when Prabhupada was preaching, the hippies used to come, all these into LSD, marijuana, drugs, rock and roll, illicit sex, etc. So Prabhupada was asked, how do you define hippie? Prabhupada said, someone who is extraordinary. Something extra from the ordinary. So herein, if we look into their lifestyle, the kind of abnormality, it's something which is beyond discussion nowadays. What else you face when you are confronted by your so-called friends? Yes. Javani mein sathya gaye. Javani mein sathya gaye. Aajkal to murda, मैयत निकल रही है उसकी और मैयत निकल रही है शव यात्रा में और वो भी पड़ोसन को देखकर 440 वोल्ट के साथ उड़ जाता है. उसको क्या कहते हैं? सठियाना नहीं कहते उसको, उसको बोलते हैं ठरकी. तो चाहे वो जवानी में हो या बुढ़ापे में हो, तो अब प्रश्न ये है, अभी जवानी का बात बोल रहे हैं, प्रहलाद महाराज का वर्स सुनेंगे तो वो लोग तो कंफ्यूज होके बेहोश हो जाएंगे. प्रहलाद महाराज तो कहते हैं कि 5 वर्ष की उम्र से ब्रह्मचर्य व्रत का पालन प्रारंभ कर दो. बाय द वे, आपको अनाउंस कर दें, आने वाली 26 तारीख से हम ब्रह्मचर्य के ऊपर क्लासेस शुरू कर रहे हैं. थोड़ा उनको आपके फ्रेंड्स को ले आना. वेयर द यूथहुड इज टेलिंग एवरीवन दैट गो मैड, गो क्रेजी फॉर द ऑपोजिट सेक्स और नाउडेज इवन द सेम वन. गो मैड फॉर इट. Here, we, this particular army of Utkarsh, we are telling everyone, look at us. We will show you how to remain ecstatic without that thing in your life. Now, when we talk of what takes place nowadays in teenage life when it comes to their teenage exploits. So what are the teenage exploits? That you have most vibrant senses, your age is very appealing, your looks are very appealing, your disposition is very appealing. So go ahead. This is the time wherein you have to dive into, wherein our Vedic culture teaches that this is the time wherein you have to restrict the most. Practice celibacy, brahmacharya. Imagine, फिर क्या बोलेंगे वो लोग? सबसे पहले तो celibacy ये सुना ही नहीं है नाम उन्होंने. ये कौन सी चिड़िया का नाम है? ब्रह्मचर्य, what is all this stuff? So, when we look into the teenage problems which people are facing nowadays, forget about spirituality, but look into the teenage lifestyle which people are leading nowadays, the teenagers, that hardly anyone has any physical prowess, you know, just by having a six-pack figure to show that you have a six-pack figure with all your bulging muscles. That is not something which shows your courage. Courage is different from just having that six-pack figure. Like the last, yesterday's seminar, he was speaking that all these, you know, action heroes of Bollywood, you know. So all these action heroes, you see them on the screen, and on the screen, they will portray themselves like as if they are invincible. And you know, the audience, they get so much enamored and they so much just get carried away. First of all, it's all made up, you know. There is nothing real in that. Everyone knows. And they also very honestly say that, you know, it's all fiction. And in fact, don't imitate these stunts because stuntmen have done. First of all, they have not done it. Wo baith ke udhar, chhaon ke andar jo actual hero rehta hai, chhaon mein baith ke, वो अपना चाय बिस्किट पीता रहता है, खाता रहता है. और स्टंटमैन ये सब करते हैं और उनको कोई पूछता नहीं क्योंकि वो लोग दिखने में नहीं है वैसे. और ये लोग दिखने में है लेकिन करने में कुछ नहीं आता इनको. तो आपके सामने क्या प्रेजेंटेशन होता है कि ये दिखने में अच्छा है, ये करने में अच्छा है, इसका कॉम्बिनेशन आपको दिखाते हैं तो आपको लगता है यदि मैं भी वैसा करूंगा तो मैं वैसा दिखने लग जाऊंगा. और यदि मैं वैसा दिख रहा हूं ऑलरेडी थोड़ा बहुत तो मैं वैसे कर भी सकता हूं. देखा, दोनों इल्यूजन है. सो ओवर देयर यू नो दे विल शो दैट यू नो ही इज पंचिंग समवन एंड दैट पर्सन इज गोइंग half a mile away, you know. Just one punch, that person is going half a mile away. And then everyone is looking, wow, what a punch. And then, you know, with one hand he is smoking a cigarette and punching with the other hand, and everyone feels that this is entertainment. And then you find, you are talking about jawani mein sathya gaya, people say that. I was told that some of these Bollywood heroes, celebrities, they have crossed 40. Some of them, they have crossed 40. Who was that? Our no, dusra wala Khan kaun sa hai? Salman Khan. So this Salman Khan, he is not married yet. And that's a big news everywhere, you know, that why is he not getting married? So one time, he went रिश्ता देखने के लिए गया। तो रिश्ता देखने के लिए गया तो लड़की के घर पे गया तो लड़की की मां बेहोश हो गई। तो सलमान खान कंफ्यूज हो गया कि लड़की की मां क्यों बेहोश हो गई। तो फिर उसको पानी वानी छिड़का के उसको पूछा, आप बेहोश क्यों हो गए? बोले 20 साल पहले मुझे देखने आया था। तो तो ये लोग आपको अगर जानकारी है, ये लोग किन हीरोइनों के साथ पेड़ों के इधर उधर घूमते फिरते हैं गानों में, ये हीरोइंस इनसे आधी उम्र कम है उन लोगों की, विच मीन्स बेसिकली इफ दे वुड हैव मैरिड दे वुड हैव हैड अ डॉटर ऑफ दैट पर्टिकुलर एज विथ होम दे आर ऑल रोमांटिसाइजिंग नाउ इन दर मूवीज। तो कौन सठिया गया प्रश्न ये है कि यहां पर सठिया कौन गया है? What else? हाँ, if you are determined in your life, determined for what? For what? Purpose of life. Okay. So you are asking or somebody is asking you? अच्छा So is that person a student? Student. So you can ask, if you simply think that one has to be determined, then why you go to college? Be determined na. Apna determination leke ghar pe baitho, kyun itna maa baap ka kharcha kara rahe? Saste mein bhi ho jayega. Determination se ban jaoge engineer. Koi puchega, आपके माता पिता से पूछेगा कि आपका बेटा क्या कर रहा है आजकल? डिटर्मिनेशन। नहीं, कौन से कॉलेज? कॉलेज डिटर्मिनेशन है पूरा उसका। रोज सुबह 8 बजे से लेके शाम के 4 बजे तक डिटर्मिनेशन, डिटरमाइंड रहता है वो। सो व्हाई ऑल दीज थिंग्स दे कम अप when it comes to spirituality only, when it comes to their materiality, why such things are not questioned or asked? So these are all such ridiculous things, you know, that if you are determined, then why do you need ISKCON? In fact, we say that because we are determined, we have chosen ISKCON. How do you like that? आज सुबह हम बता रहे थे हमारे भागवतम क्लास में, अरे इस्कॉन के प्रिंसिपल्स को फॉलो करने के लिए जिगर चाहिए, जिगर, डिटर्मिनेशन फुद्दू लोगों के लिए नहीं है। जो खाली औरतों के इर्द गिर्द घूमते हैं उनके लिए नहीं है, ये जो हीरो खाली औरतों के यहां, उनके आइटम सॉन्ग्स में ऐसे भी होता है ना, 50 औरतें यहां वहां घूम रही हैं। तो जो खाली 50 औरतों के बीच में बैठा है वो कैसा मर्द? और क्या? तो हमारे क्लास में जो ऐसे होते थे कैसोनोवा टाइप, तो उनको हम थर्ड जेंडर बोलते थे, थर्ड जेंडर। इसलिए एक बार एक यूथ फेस्टिवल, पता नहीं कहां का यूथ फेस्टिवल था, तो उसमें मैं बोल रहा था, वो लेक्चर के बीच में बहुत लोग ताली मार रहे थे, तो मैंने कहा कि अच्छा है आप मंदिर में आके ताली मार रहे हो, नहीं तो घर घर पे जाके ताली मारने पड़ेगी। तो भगवान के सामने ताली बजा लो, बजाओ। भगवान के सामने ताली बजा लो, नहीं तो पता नहीं अगले जन्म में हर एक घर के सामने जाकर What else? Yes. You are Chinmay, क्या? ये Chinmay कौन है? अच्छा. अच्छा. आपका लेक्चर सुनना पड़ेगा. Yes. Even spiritual babas, they smoke. So why don't you smoke? Okay. Well, you can just tell that if I had to smoke in my life, why I would go to spiritual baba for smoking? There are so many other, there are so many others who are propagating that. So why one has to go to a spiritual person to do that? So on a serious note, such kind of things which people, they ask. Again, these are all ridiculous and cheap stuff. That why you have to go to Krishna conscious movement or ISKCON society or a spiritual society. Why don't you join us and smoke? So one time, one person, Srila Prabhupada on a morning walk. So he was a fisherman and he brought, just a fresh caught fish and showed it to Prabhupada. Would you like to have? And Prabhupada said, no, you enjoy. Prabhupada said, you enjoy. And then as Prabhupada moved two steps ahead and then go to hell. So when someone says, come enjoy smoking, drinking, womanizing, flirting, all this, enjoy, come. So you can say, you enjoy. Feel free to enjoy. Walk on the royal road to hell. Prabhupada writes that. The royal road to hell. So, now, even on material level, there are so many ads about anti-smoking nowadays on the same media. How they show that some of these very graphic commercials wherein, the charred, burnt out lungs coming out of the smoker and talking to the smoker. Look what you have done to me. So even on a material level, go ask any doctor that what is healthy for you, what is hygienic for you. So even on a mundane material level, if you ask about all this stuff, then sometimes, people who have these kind of propositions that, come on, you should have. There was one so-called acquaintance friend of mine who used to say all these stuff to me that, this is your age, and that time when I was in my 20s, this is your age wherein you should go freak out, enjoy. And today morning I was telling that philosophy which they used to have. When milk is available in the market, why maintain a cow? So basically, you know what that means, that when so many girlfriends are available, why marry? You can pick the variety. So I asked him, I said, okay, you are saying that one should have the variety full of enjoyment and entertainment. Would you like that somebody does the same thing to your family members? But you know, when that comes, when family members and our own brother, sister, siblings, that becomes a very touchy issue, na? Very touchy. Hey, Kandan ki baat nahi karne ka? Typical conversation between two Indians, you know. Hey, baap pe nahi jaane. Bolte na, baap pe nahi jaane, baap pe nahi, bilkul nahi. Bas mere tak rahe, upar khandan pe mat jaane. खानदान पे तो जाना ही पड़ेगा, फल हुआ कहां से? सो व्हेन इट कम्स टू ऑल ऑफ दीज कार्नल प्लेजर्स एंड अनमेंशनेबल एंजॉयमेंट्स, दे वॉन्ट इट विद द एंटायर वर्ल्ड एक्सेप्टिंग देयर ओन फैमिली. ए डोंट टच माय फैमिली, देखने का भी नहीं इधर. Like there was one Sardarji who was on a motorbike, you know, and his sister was behind. And someone was flirting with his sister. Said, Sardarji, kya item leke ja rahe ho? And Sardarji became very angry. He said, item hogi tere liye, meri behan hai ye. So, we have to understand, first of all these things, you know, all this stuff when people, they come up with, you have to understand what is their hidden agenda behind that. What else? Wow, we have many hands. Prince, let's start with our prince. हाँ, कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस में तो मतलब क्या वो चौखट पे रहो क्या? हिरण्यकशिपु भी चौखट पे ही था. कुछ ज्यादा ही सीरियस बन रहे हो. हाँ, इतना भी करने का क्या जरूरत है? तुमने तो पूरा अपना लाइफस्टाइल चेंज कर दिया. अरे भगवान भगवान हम भी करते हैं, हमारे भी लॉकर के अंदर कोने में शिव जी, गणेश जी, हाँ, वो खानदानी फोटोज हैं हमारी, उसको हम लोग खोलते हैं, हाँ, गणेश चतुर्थी के समय, महाशिवरात्रि के समय. हाँ, ये क्या है ये रोज माला करना सुबह उठ के, वो भी 16 माला. हाँ, रोज 16 माला करना, माला के ऊपर, वो भी हरे कृष्णा महामंत्र इतना बड़ा है, और फिर मंदिर जाना, तिलक लगाना, ऐसा इतना ज्यादा घुसने का क्या जरूरत है? ये बोलते ना, इतना घुसो मत. हम भी उनको यही पूछते हैं, आप क्यों इतना घुसे हुए उसके अंदर, टीवी के अंदर? सो द थिंग इज, व्हाट यू वांट टू अचीव इन लाइफ, इफ यू, again, you know, the motivational speakers, the new age gurus would talk about the new age stuff, that if you want to be successful, pura ghuso. That's what they also say. If you want to be like, you know, a confused person, thoda isme raho, thoda usme raho. Just like, you know, in a university also, two types of students, they are always in bliss and ecstasy. One type of student who has studied thoroughly all through the year, so he is in bliss because he knows everything, and the other is pura lafander, jisne kabhi kitab nahi kholi, wo bhi bliss mein ghumta phirta hai. कि हमने 5 ईयर प्लान बना लिया, पहले से साइन कर दिया है, इस कॉलेज में 5 साल का हमारा प्लान है, चाहे कॉलेज हमको डिग्री दे या न दे, हम यहां पर भीष्म पितामह जैसे रहने वाले हैं। सो इन लाइफ ऑल्सो यू फाइंड दैट पीपल हु आर टोटली इन टू सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन, लाइक इन द वेस्ट यू नो, दे आर टोटली शेमलेस इन वॉट एवर दे डू, दे आर टोटली शेमलेस एंड दे फील प्राउड अबाउट दैट, लाइक ऑल दिस स्टफ दे डू, दे शो देमसेल्व्स दैट सी हाउ स्पेशल आई एम। And then we have those who are completely into the culture, the Vedic culture, and they know that what they are doing. But sometimes this kind of case wherein we are in between, लोग बोलते हैं ना, अरे थोड़ा ये भी करो, थोड़ा इतना नहीं, थोड़ा सा करने का, हाँ हफ्ते में एक बार कोई मंदिर में टीका लगा के आ जाओ, ज्यादा नहीं हो, 10 मिनट भी वो मंदिर में जाने का, उससे ज्यादा नहीं, उतना होना चाहिए, बाकी be practical, be in the real world. So this kind of confused lifestyle which people are presenting, and that's what we see mostly all over India, that people, they try to live such confused lifestyle, and they think that this confused lifestyle is something which is keeping them balanced. Their confused lifestyle is considered to be a balanced lifestyle. No, it's not balanced. As I was quoting Jesus Christ, who said, either be hot or cold, if you are in between, I spit at you. So yes, we are determined, and if you are determined, you will go all out. Hai na? All out, lagate na, all out, machhar ke liye. तो अगर उन्होंने उसमें से बीच में लगाया होता, सम वॉट, नॉट ऑल आउट बट सम वॉट, तो मच्छर आके उस पर भी बैठते, आप पे भी बैठते, फिस्टिंग चलता। नो बट लुक इन टू, इफ एनी बडी वॉन्ट्स टू बी सक्सेसफुल, ही हैज टू गो ऑल आउट इन दैट। सो व्हेन इट कम्स टू कॉलेजिंग, उसमें ये क्वेश्चन नहीं पूछा जाता, ये इतना तू पूरा पूरा क्यों कॉलेज में घुसा हुआ है, हा? थोड़ा आधा टाइम बाहर भी रहा कर कॉलेज के। अगर कॉलेज का आर्स है सुबह 8 से लेके 4 बजे तक, तो 2-1 बजे तक ठीक है, उसके बाद में थोड़ा बाहर आएगा। नहीं, कॉलेज में पूरा घुसो, उसके बाद में कोचिंग भी, ट्यूशन भी, ये भी, वो भी। But when it comes to spiritual education, pura kyun? So yes, you are achieving something, and therefore it is not by force, but it is by attraction. Therefore Krishna means sarva akarshati, one who attracts. Krishna attracts, Krishna never forces. So if, just like Prahlad Maharaj gave the example, that just like iron filings are attracted towards magnet, so you can't tell iron filings, tum pura kyun ghuse, hey pura mat ja, are if there is magnet, iron filings have to go pura. When does the iron filing not go completely? When there is rust. So who are those people who are not willing to go completely? Those who are the rusted ones. Jang laga hua hai jinke upar. To unko bolo, main pura isliye ghusa hua hu kyunki mere upar jang nahi laga hai. Bol dena. What else? सब खाना चाहिए। तो जो भी घूम रहा फिर रहा है सब खाओ, झींगा झिंगुर कॉकरोच चूहा बिल्ली सब खाओ ना, ऑनियन गार्लिक। हाँ, ये लोगों को ऑनियन गार्लिक से बहुत प्रॉब्लम होता है। तो अक्सर हमने इसका डिस्कशन भी किया है क्योंकि आपने ये पॉइंट लाया है। तो ये जो ऑनियन गार्लिक है, ऐसा नहीं कि हम लोग सुबह उठते ही सोला माला उसका करते हैं, ऑनियन गार्लिक नहीं खाने, ऑनियन गार्लिक नहीं खाना, ऑनियन गार्लिक नहीं खाने। प्रभुपाद ने कहा कि जो निर्धारित है, जो हम भगवान को भोग लगा सकते हैं, वो हम भगवान को भोग लगा हुआ खाते हैं, और उस लिस्ट में जो भगवान को भोग चढ़ाना है उस लिस्ट में ऑनियन गार्लिक नहीं आता है। सिंपल तरीका समझाने का, प्रभुपाद ने भी ये कहा, वी आर नॉट फ्रेंड्स विथ ऑनियन गार्लिक, वी आर नॉट एनिमीज ऑफ ऑनियन गार्लिक, वी केयर फॉर कृष्णा, वी आर कृष्णा टेरियंस, वॉट कृष्णा लाइक्स। नाउ दे विल से, वेल ऑनियन गार्लिक हैव मेडिसिनल प्रॉपर्टीज, बोलते ना ऑनियन गार्लिक हैव मेडिसिनल प्रॉपर्टीज, इट रिड्यूसेस योर कोलेस्ट्रॉल, इट हेल्प्स इन डाइजेशन, ऑल ऑफ दैट स्टफ। नाउ ऑनेस्टली हाउ मेनी पीपल दे एक्चुअली ईट ऑनियन गार्लिक थिंकिंग दैट इन माइंड? If that was the case, they would have morning till evening eaten onion and garlic raw, like that. That, yes, might help someone medicinally. But then you cut it, you spice it, tadka vadka, masala maar ke, tari vari ke saath. So, look out for the intention when such kind of questions are asked. And okay, if you are so much conscious about your health, somebody is saying that it is very healthy, it's, you are so much conscious about your health, Kerala is very healthy. Kerala is very healthy. Lauki is very healthy. Bhopla is also very healthy. Then there are so many other medicinal herbs. Go to some Ayurvedic doctor, he will tell you, भर भर के जड़ी बूटी है, सब हेल्दी है, जाओ ना जंगल में तोड़ तोड़ के खाते रहो। फार्मासिस्ट के पास जाओ, कितने मेडिसिन हैं, ये वो के कटोरी में भर भर के क्या वो खाते रहते रोज। एंड एज इफ दोज हु आर हैविंग ओनियन एंड गार्लिक एवरी डे दे डोंट हैव फिजिकल प्रॉब्लम्स। So herein we have to understand that there is a certain discipline which you follow which brings about that love for the other person. So that is the most important thing to understand. Otherwise, on a mundane level, these questioning and cross-questioning will go on and on and on. Like that incident with me, it happened that I was with some celebrity and this celebrity was having her dinner and she was having onion and garlic in that. So she asked me that, I heard you don't take onion and garlic. I said, yes. Why? You don't like it? I said, well, now she was having, so saying something like that would be a little offensive to her. So I said, the person who has asked me not to eat onion garlic, I like him more than onion garlic. So herein, we are doing something for the pleasure of someone whom we value in our life. Okay. So there are so many things which one may like, but if you value someone in your life and you give up that for the other person's pleasure, that's love. That's called your responsibility towards love. Like, for example, if that same person at home, if he is wearing those gunshot jeans, and parents are saying, "We don't like that you wear this gunshot." And he says, "Well, but it's very well ventilated." And he starts giving all the reasons. You know, see, it's more airy. And others like, because, you know, I wear that, they feel that I am up to the mark, catching up with the fashion, like that. So he may give all those reasons. But then the parents say, "But we don't like." Now, if he goes on doing that which he likes, and the parents are disliking, what is the end result? The end result is that this boy has made onion garlic or gunshot jeans as the be-all and end-all of his life. So, what about those personalities who are worthy of our sacrifice? What about that? And then we can go into all the technical reasoning of why we should not be eating. Those reasonings are also there. But what are the properties which onion and garlic have in them? You know, let's go technical. You know what is aphrodisiac? Anybody who is asking that, agar ye word aapko yaad rahega to. Onion and garlic come in the category of, they are aphrodisiac. Aphrodisiac means anything which arouses your sexual appetite. That's called aphrodisiac. So anybody who is taking onion and garlic on a regular basis, it's aphrodisiac in nature, so it increases one's sexual appetite. And if you are practicing spirituality, you have to kill that first. So the purpose of anything which we follow, anything which we give up, and anything which we accept, the purpose is how to advance. So yes, if onion and garlic would have helped us in our proper focus on Krishna consciousness, if it would have been prescribed, we would have taken happily. But then, if it is coming in the way and if it is acting as an impediment for my path on Krishna consciousness, for the person who is so valuable in my life, what is this insignificant things? So basically, we are not friends or enemies with tea and coffee, onion and garlic. We, humko matlab kisse hai? Inse. हमको इनसे मतलब है. वी लव राधा एंड कृष्णा एंड वॉट एवर दे लाइक एंड दे लव वी लाइक एंड वी लव दैट इज कॉल्ड लव. दैट इज द मेन रीजन. ओके. यस.
Thank you.
यू आर एम्बिशनलेस, महत्वाकांक्षी नहीं है आप, एस्केपिस्ट, सुना है सब? ओके, सो नाउ लुक, जस्ट टेक दिस पर्टिकुलर फीचर, एम्बिशियस. सो मेनी पीपल पूछते ना, बड़े होके क्या बनेगा बेटा, बोल बड़े होके क्या बनेगा. बचपन में उसको कुछ मालूम नहीं था, डॉक्टर बनूंगा. उसको मालूम है ना डॉक्टर क्या होता है. फिर बाद में जब पहला इंजेक्शन लगता है, कभी नहीं बनूंगा डॉक्टर. सो माई क्वेश्चन इज, हाउ डू यू डिफाइन हु इज अ एम्बिशियस पर्सन नाउ? ओके, सो यू हैव अ डेली वेज वर्कर, क्या बोलते हैं उसको? नहीं, डेली वेज वर्कर को क्या, दिन की दिहाड़ी मिलती है उसको जो. समझ गया आप लोग ना. सो डेली वेज वर्कर, ही वर्क्स एंड देन ही गेट्स हिज 20 bucks, व्हाटएवर, 50 bucks फॉर द डे, एंड ही स्पेंड्स इट दैट डे और नेक्स्ट डे, एंड अगेन वर्क्स. वुड यू कॉल हिम एम्बिशियस? उसको अगर पूछो, भाई तुम्हारा कल का क्या है, कल का वही काम करने का, 50 rupees मिलेगा, विल यू कॉल हिम एम्बिशियस? ही जस्ट लिविंग फॉर द डे, ही जस्ट हैविंग 50 rupees द डे, स्पेंडिंग इट द नेक्स्ट डे, दैट्स इट. वापस से फकीर, काम करो, 50 rupees मिला, उड़ा दिया. दैट पर्सन इज नॉट एम्बिशियस. हु इज एन एम्बिशियस पर्सन देन? वन हु प्लान्स. दैट सेम पर्सन, ही has 50 rupees, he spends 25, he saves. He has become a little ambitious, is it not? For the future. He is thinking about the future. He invests. He is thinking about more future. He has become more ambitious. One who plans out 1 week now, the same daily wage worker is planning out 1 week ahead of his, how he is going to save all of that. He's become more ambitious. 1 month ahead, he's become more ambitious. You know, in America, New York, there is this Central Park. It's right in the heart of the city of New York, Central Park. And when I visited Central Park, it's a huge one, you know, like from one end of the Central Park, if you go to the other end, you can finish your 16 rounds. While walking, it is that big. So this huge Central Park, at the gate, it is written, very interesting when I read it, you were there. When I read it, it said that the plan makers of this Central Park, they had planned this Central Park keeping in mind how this park will be used 200 years down the line when the big city comes up all around it. So they had planned out 200 years in advance. That's considered to be ambitious. So the more of your future you plan out, the more ambitious you become. If, for example, you have already planned out and chalked out what you are going to do 10 years from now, everything is planned out. People are like, kya yaar, 10 saal aage ka tune soch liya? Hum to 10 din aage kya hone wala kuch malum nahi. So let's redefine who is an ambitious person. Now, my question is, if somebody is asking me, are you ambitious? I'll say, yes, Krishna consciousness has made me so ambitious that forget about 1 month, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years. Krishna consciousness gives me the plan work of next life. Future lives. Bring me that person, or bring me that ambitious person who has planned his next life. Death ke baad. So according to this definition of being ambitious, my question to these people, who is ambitious now? Who is more ambitious? So therefore, we have to look into the result. Simply talking about ambition and not showing the result is all just bol bachchan. I can say my ambition is to become the president of United States of America. Bolne mein kya jata hai? Free hai. Free country, free speech, bol diya. Aur logon ne kya ambition hai? Manna padega. 5 saal, 10 saal dekha. Idhar hi local train, bus mein dhakke kha rahe hain. So, how are you proving your ambitions? Somebody might say, well, I planned out to become an MBA, I become. I planned out to become an engineer, I become. CEO, I become. But then the question is, that what about, at what expense have you become all of this? What you have to give up to become all of this? They don't mention all of that. That in the process of achieving their ambitions, they had to lose so much, their health, their relationship, their character to some extent, compromise, you know, so much of cheating, so much of hatred, dissension, envy, competition, backbiting, this and that, just to become all of that. So which they don't want to talk about. So yes, we have to take the entire picture in discussion. That don't just talk about the external appearance of your ambition. Talk about what's beneath or beyond that veneer. Then we'll see that who has really become successful and who has become satisfied. There is a difference between just becoming successful and becoming satisfied. Not necessarily that if you are successful, you are satisfied. So basically, just to wrap up now, since we have been discussing a lot about this, of course, wanted to go further, but yes, it's nice that we are having this interactive thing wherein we are getting to know the pulse of where we are and what the world outside is all about. As I started off in our discussion, that unless you know the strategic positions of your enemies, you won't be able to keep yourself protected from them. Not that we have to attack them, but keep yourself protected. Protected from them, like in boxing. You know, in boxing, even if you don't know how to punch, if you know how to dodge, you know dodging, if you know how to dodge in boxing, you will remain intact. So in Krishna consciousness, we are not sending you with boxing gloves. Jao, mil mil ke logon ko unko punch karo. Nahi. Yes, if you have the strength, if you have the empowerment, do that. So Krishna consciousness will create punchline boxers also. Aja. Jo bhi. Featherweight hai, non-featherweight hai, heavyweight hai, jo bhi weight hai, aja. So there will be boxers created. Who they know how to punch and win the bout. And if in case you don't have that within you to become a punchline boxer, Krishna consciousness will teach you how to dodge. So either become a punchline boxer or learn how to dodge the opponent's punches. And that's how many times we simply have to, not that always we have to keep showing our punches and then say that, okay, we have won over that other person, simply by dodging the other person. Imagine if you don't know how to punch, but if you know how to dodge, the other person is using his full might to punch you and you are simply dodging. How long the other person will keep punching you? Oh, thak jayega. Touch nahi kar pa raha main to isko. So many times in your friends you will be like that. It's very intelligent to be like that. They will bring their gloves and all their, you know, boxing paraphernalia, and they will come to attack you, pounce upon you, punch upon you. Just learn the art of dodging here and there. It'll happen one bout, second bout, and after a few bouts, they will give up. Either they will surrender and they say, mere ko bhi sikha hai, dodging kaise karta hai. Or else they will walk away. So, Prabhupada said that yes, those who are sensible, we will present Krishna consciousness to them who can understand with their sensibility. But as Kali Yuga progress, you will find more and more people insensible, crazy, and hell-bent, adamant, arrogant, impudent, not to accept. Prabhupada said, don't waste your time. Move on. And forget about wasting your time, Prabhupada said, first save your soul. Save yourself. Charity begins at home. So we have to come for these kind of programs. This Utkarsh is nothing but we come together and we equip ourselves with such kind of discussions and association that we become strong. We make each other strong. And with that unified strength, then yes, let what may come, we'll have the power of Sangha. Therefore it is said, Kalau Sange Shakti. In Kali Yuga, the Shakti is in Sangha. So the more we stay close to each other, the more we'll remain protected and enthused and continue on this process of Krishna consciousness with ecstasy, bliss and enlightenment, with entertainment leading to emancipation. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Any announcement?
Hare Krishna. So as Prabhuji has already announced, from 26th coming Friday, we are going to start a celibacy course, Miraculous Benefits of Practicing Celibacy. So it is not that those who wants to become brahmachari or they only should take this kind of a course or training, but anyone who wants to just understand the basic concepts of what are the benefits and how it will benefit me, even if I am a student or even if I am a working professional. So those who wants to register for this course, they can meet me after the session or they can meet Hari Kirtan Ras Prabhu and register their name for this course. And this course will be starting from 26th, this coming Friday, in temple, the top terrace, the Bhaktivedanta Hall. There it will be at 7:30 in the evening. Hare Krishna.
So once again, I thank all of you and all the organizers of our Utkarsh Festival, and all we have some special guests over here. We have our senior executive committee members, His Grace Shri Vrindavan Prabhu, His Grace Jugal Kishordev Prabhu. Also we have His Grace Uttam Bhakti Prabhu, Dauji Balram Prabhu. So let us, and Jankinath Prabhu, our star, you know, the action man. So he is our real action hero. So you don't have to go to watch any action hero. We have action heroes here. So Mohan Gopal Prabhu, others, they have come, graced this Utkarsh festival. Let us welcome all of them by loudly chanting. So we'll have our concluding kirtan for this Utkarsh, and you know what happens after that.